This presentation is different from the presentation you have in your materials by one slide. I will show you, I will highlight for you which slide that is, and then we'll get it to you electronically as well, so you've got that. It's late-breaking information, which the reason I'm late is I was writing the slide to make sure you had the latest and greatest information. All right, so here's our plan. So a couple of things you need to do today to be successful. You need to take very good, quick notes. So if you hear a word or something like that, just write the word down. And that will be a good tool for you to recollect and recall this information, because I'm going to speak and move very quickly so that we get this, a lot of information to you in a very short amount of time. Sound good? Good. All right, so this is what we are going to cover in the next 20 minutes. Our plan is, I want to scare you. I want you to feel fear. If you feel fear, we have succeeded. I want to prepare you. I want you to feel confident. And if you feel confident by the end of this, we have succeeded. And you will feel confident, I believe, I hope, if this works, because we will be providing you a plan of attack for, based off of the information you learn in the next 20 minutes, what do you need to do to take back to your firm or your company or your workplace or even your family to make sure that they know about this criminal activity? Because we need help. In fact, we need so much help that we have a meeting next week, early next week, at the White House. And at that meeting, we're going to ask that the administration coordinate through the Treasury Department all of the various federal regulators and all of the various federal law enforcement who are today not coordinated at all. And we'll talk about some of the results of what happens when you have that failure of government to protect its citizens. So that's our plan. All right, let's go real quick. Why real estate transactions? One, they're incredibly lucrative. Think about how real estate fraud is a little different. It's higher dollar fraud, isn't it? So it averages $200,000 in losses. Why real estate transactions? Because they involve multiple parties that are all communicating electronically. It is like a petri dish for the disease of criminal activity to be able to thrive in a body and make that person very, very unhealthy. These slides, by the way, these blue slides are from a very good friend of mine, Tom Cronkright, with a firm called Certified, which provides very good technological solutions to help protect money. I love Tom, he's a great thought leader. He's a friend of mine on Instagram. On LinkedIn. So if you would like to connect on LinkedIn, please do so, and you'll start to see some of this thought leadership that we work on now. And why else real estate transactions? Third reason, because all of this fraud, all of the information that is needed to start a fraud is easily available online, and in fact on your phone. All you gotta do is look at what houses are for sale. And does any home shift from for sale to pending? Once that pending happens, it's game on. Let's go, let's get them, let's get their cash, and it works. Top industry targets. The FBI calls this type of criminal activity, I call it digital crime. The FBI calls this business email compromise. I have no idea why or what that means, but last night the FBI came out with a new statistic, new information, and I can't remember how many billion it is, but that was something else that if I had a little more time, I would have put in this slide. We'll make sure you get that link later. FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, is less a law enforcement agency and more a financial intelligence agency. FinCEN kind of coordinates a lot of the information we have about financial crimes in the financial system. They have a very useful advisory to financial institutions about business email compromise. Okay, so I was throwing around the word billion a second ago. How big is the problem? Well, wire fraud is the fastest growing digital crime in the globe. 90 billion in attempts between June of 16 to December of 18. And the new data, the new information shows that it's only growing. If I were better at creating charts, One, I would not be a lobbyist or a political science major, right? But two, you would have a much better slide to see the growth, the exponential growth in this type of criminal activity. In 2018, roughly $1.5 billion in losses overall, but the 2019 number, or the $26 billion.
$26 billion in 2019.
So you see how this is exponentially growing, and there's reasons for that. For the title industry, these losses are crippling. For real estate attorneys, even more so, because you are less capitalized, perhaps, than a title agency is. So this is the kind of stuff that will bankrupt you immediately through no fault of your own. Average loss from business email compromise, $130,000. The average bank robbery, someone going into a bank, $3,816. The average ransomware loss, just $722. Less than the cost of my plane ticket to be with you today.